By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republicans on Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments to struggling Americans, something demanded by President Donald Trump. Earlier this week, lawmakers approved the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which includes a one-time payment of $600 to most taxpayers. But Trump dropped a bombshell on the celebration this week, hinting he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats, who have been pushing for months to increase pandemic support, cheered Trump's statement, but his fellow Republicans refused to agree to the change. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump released a video of Christmas and New Year's greetings on Thursday on Twitter, with the president hailing the COVID vaccine as a Christmas miracle. Britain and the European Union struck a trade deal Thursday after 10 months of intense negotiations allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit. When the United Kingdom leaves the EU single market at the new year, it will not now face tariffs on cross-channel commerce, despite breaking a half-century of close partnership. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structures on January 1st. British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. The EU Commissioner, Ursula von der Leyen, urged the 440 million Europeans remaining in the 27-nation union to put the drama of the 4 years since Britain's Brexit referendum behind them and to look to the future. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Mexico became the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative, offering hope to a nation that has lost more than 120,000 people to the pandemic. Officials say Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving the first shipment of its 10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Thursday. Also Thursday, Costa Rica was preparing to vaccinate two senior citizens in a home near San Jose, while Argentina received about 300,000 doses of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Here in the U.S., the U.S. is about to complete its second week of vaccinations, with about 1 million inoculations so far, mainly among healthcare workers and elderly residents of nursing homes. Overseas, Syria is accusing Israel of waging a rocket attack in Lebanon on Christmas Eve night, with residents reported seeing missiles in the skies over Beirut. The Syrian Ministry of Defense issued a statement saying Israel launched an aggression by directing a barrage of rockets from the north of the Lebanese city of Tripoli towards Meyas. It said the Syrian air defense confronted the enemy missiles and intercepted most of them. It's unclear if there were any casualties. There was no immediate word from Israel on Friday's flights and alleged attacks on Syria. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set on Friday to correct statements he had made in Parliament related to a political funding scandal that has also cast a pall over the current premier. Abe apologized on Thursday for repeated false denials that his political funding group had subsidized cherry blossom viewing parties for supporters and possible violation of the country's strict political funding laws. Japan's longest-serving leader denied he had known anything about the payments, maintained innocence, and pledged to regain public trust. The apology came after his secretary was summarily indicted over the issue and fined 1 million yen. Pope Francis celebrated a low-key Christmas Eve Mass Thursday to a small congregation at St. Peter's Basilica to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew. Attendees wearing masks. In the Christmas messages, Francis promised to visit Lebanon and South Sudan as soon as he could. Pope traditionally mentions countries in his Christmas Day message, but he singled out those two nations with the Christmas Eve messages because of the difficulties each has faced this year. For more news, please join us on our website at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.